The High Wire Podcast. Hello, hello. What is up, fellas?
Hey.
What's up, guys?
Welcome
back. It's been a minute.
It's been a couple months. I would say that we've been busy, but we've been lazy is the truth. But hey, we're here. We're here now. We're back at you coming live on Twitch, unless you're listening to this late on a podcast, in which case, whatever, nothing matters. Time is irrelevant. How you guys been? I haven't seen you in like a day or something now. Cameron here, of course. High Wire Podcast.
As always.
Yeah. 2 days.
It's been good.
Feels like forever.
Yeah, nothing to report. I've mostly just been working. If you've been following other podcasts, Urban Hermit, Cult Classics, what have you, you may have been hearing that I've been battling lawn care and the battle of the lawnmower. It's been ongoing. For those that don't know, I have a lawnmower to start. There are three in my garage. There are different levels of decrepit to brand new. And I'm throwing in the towel. I've got an air... Yes, yes, there are.
Did I hear that correctly?
Hopefully you didn't throw a towel under it.
I've gotten new air filters. We've gotten new spark plugs. I've changed out gas. Like, I've done all the standard basic mechanic things that I am not good at or comfortable doing, and I'm done. I'm friggin' done. It came to the point where we finally called the father-in-law to be like, I can't do it. Can't get a single one of these to start. And his response from him was, take it somewhere. Just have someone do it.
Father-in-law call.
That's what I told
her. Yeah, well, Nicole didn't. I refused to accept a feed. I'm not going to say she did it behind my back, but I definitely would have never called. I would have just made it believe that I got it to work.
Tell me you have one of those just, like, manual push mowers.
I thought, dude, I was at Home Depot the other day, and it's still, like, $200,
$300
for, like, you can still get them, but it's, like, $200,
$300
for that.
How is that a thing?
You know, the economy, the environment, it's good. There's no gas. I'll tell you.
Could you imagine, like, farming with
that? Well, here's the problem. You just have to rake the clippings, and you don't have the bag catch system, and that's the problem with it.
And then once the blades go dull, then you're fighting against yourself.
Then you'll see me on the porch sharpening my blades.
Like, well, usually like a scythe, one of those things, just...
Yeah, just buy a...
Well, it doesn't make sense that, like, they honestly are, like, $200, and for that, why wouldn't I just spend $100 more for the generic electric mower they have? That I am eyeballing like a mother. Like, I want it. No more gas. I don't have to deal with these damn gas prices. Two hour charge.
It's gotta be like a Boy Scout, you can pay like $20 every couple weeks to come over and mow.
Oh no, we are to that point. Okay, so like the beginning of the saga. I got there's not the oldest mower, but the mid level mower to like start one time like 2 weeks ago. Mowed the backyard, and it died before I could get the front. Managed to get a weed whacker going. Took care of the front yard with the weed whacker. Ooh. So now I got it pretty level. It wasn't bad. But now here we are like 2 weeks again, like with rain. And it's like a prairie starting in my yard. So, yeah, I'm in the need of some services. If anyone knows of any
Boy Scouts.
In the Posen area, we're looking for a service until I get that damn lawnmower fixed. So that's what I've been up to.
Any little scout looking for their lawn mowing badge.
Well, honestly, like, there's like a lawn care service like on our block, someone new, like every week anyway. I just need to chase one of these guys down and be like, hey, you want to just like get my front real quick so I can buy another week, you know, till I get this lawnmower fixed.
You see Cameron just like chasing after one. Hey, mow my lawn.
Back here.
You are, like, I always like think get I off my like, lawn. Miss mowing lawns, and it's just because I don't have one to mow right now. But from your stories, it seems like it's just kind of a pain in the ass to just have that chore to do.
Well, honestly, I do enjoy when I had though. The lawn. Well, that's just it. When I had it going, damn. It's fine to do. It's the season starter. I just can't get the damn machine to work. It's the upkeep that I've never had to deal with, really, because, like, you know, my dad took care of it back home. And, like, we did have the lawnmower in the suburbs that we had a couple days of mowing the lawn, but I wouldn't say we did dad care level of that lawnmower. Like, we put gas in it and ran that thing until, you know, it wouldn't go kind of vibe. That's how we took care of it.
I wish I grew up in like a riding lawn mower. I didn't have the yard for it. We just had a push mower, but I think that'd be
fun. Oh, yeah.
That'd be fun.
Careful what you wish for, though, Mark, because I grew up out in the country, and we did have a riding lawnmower, like, the last 4 years of, like, high school, but, like, I grew up just pushing with the wheel assist for years, and, like, it took, like, all Sunday just to get that damn lawn mowed that way, and granted, it still took, like, 3 hours to riding lawnmower, but, woo, it took a while.
It sucked. Hills and crevasses.
Yeah, it was little, it was...
Crevasses.
It wasn't just a flat lawn.
Which,
I think I've talked about this, but I made a point to mow the lawn bad a few times, like really fuck up the line work so that it got to the point where my dad wouldn't ask me to mow the lawn. I did a similar thing with washing the dishes. Leave a couple smudges.
You son of a
bitch. Just half, like half clean.
Not that blatant, but you leave a little bit of schmutz on there. People are like, oh, gross. Cameron can't wash dishes worth shit.
Schmutz on your tuchus?
Yeah, you don't want people eat off that, so therefore people stop asking you.
Nah, Cameron, I got it. You left time, you left a little schmutz on there.
Yeah, precisely. That's all you got to do, guys. Yeah. Leave a little schmutz. The weather's been better. Lesson. I've just been doing lawn care. You guys been enjoying the weather at all?
It has been good. The scooters are back.
Oh, I do love scooter season.
Ooh. We do have to go scooting.
Were they back at band practice? Why didn't you say anything to me?
No, so an article came out said they're like going to be back in June. I guess it isn't June yet, so they're not technically back yet, but they're coming back.
Okay,
teased us.
They will be. For people that don't know, the Chicagoland area had a scooter initiative program where we had electric scooters around for a while. Disappeared during COVID, but they can go like 15, 20 miles per hour, those little like bird e-scooters and stuff, and they're dangerous but super duper fun, and they park a bunch outside of our band practice spot at Mark's Place.
They like had like every brand of scooter because they were trying to figure out which one people liked the best or which interface like was the most popular, and so there was just every brand of scooter.
Yeah,
it was so much fun, just you, me, and my girlfriend going on like little scooter gang like every once in a while, just like, fuck it, let's just go on. You guys want to go ride? Yeah.
It's fairly cheap too.
Weird. I haven't heard Cameron say girlfriend in a while.
No, I mean, whatever. I mean, I'm just throwing out whatever. It doesn't matter.
You know, because you are an engaged man, and so am I, and I'm just waiting for Mark.
You're an all-star. No, I mean, I don't pay attention too much. I don't care. I mean, I'm getting married soon eventually, and then I'll just say wife, and it'll be easier. Speaking of which, I've been doing this for years, but I love Zillow house, like window house shopping. I'm not getting anything right now, but God, I love snooping at properties, especially.
Yeah, no, we were doing the same thing, like looking at tiny houses. Have you looked at tiny houses around here? They're awesome.
I've looked at my fair share. I mean, I live on the Discovery Channel, so I mean, that's your HGTV travel channel type of shit. So you're preaching to the choir here, but just in general, I've been peeping at a lot of my neighbors and just their properties, anything listed, just being a creeper. It's been fun.
He's a peeper.
I mean, it's always fun, though, too. Like, do you remember when we moved from our first house and then it was listed on Zillow and we just got to do virtual walkthroughs of what they did to our home?
I remember doing that. Weird. Yeah, they changed a lot of stuff around.
Yeah, so she did a lot of Zillow window shopping, too.
That's fun. It is fun.
You're on the market? Is that what that means?
All right.
Well, window shopping. I mean, just like, you're telling me you've never gotten into just Zillowing around. I love looking at properties.
I'm curious to kind of creep around.
Do it all the time. Check
out. He's going to do it tonight. All right, guys. What's for dinner tonight? What's on your plates?
It was buffalo cauliflower.
I actually have to figure out dinner plans.
Oh, nice. Currently, I'm making a oxtail stew in the pressure cooker.
Oxtail stew?
Yes, sir.
That sounds like something they'd serve at like medieval times.
Dude, I live the medieval time. No time.
Eating a lot of ass meat.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the life you live.
Ashley, your beer wench.
I don't think I could say that in front of her.
I wouldn't suggest it.
I would end up being the beer wench.
Maybe you are. You're my beer wench.
Maybe you are.
I am.
Oh, What else would be going on with you guys? I have a bunch of notes, but I'm just talking here. Say something.
I know. My computer was freaking out.
If you've got notes, bring your notes. I don't have any notes.
It's just what I've been doing this week. I've been writing a lot of stuff. I've been composing again, which is fun. So I've just been listening to orchestral pieces. Mark, I know you like some orchestral pieces. Why don't you throw some at me? What's some inspiration I need?
Choral arrangements, like some Eric Whitaker.
See, and I don't get into that, but that's also because I'm doing it all computer sound. I just don't have good plugins and samples. So
you could bring some inspiration.
Ahs and oohs.
No, just more inspiration. A whole lot of that. Musically, from a choral arrangement to an orchestral arrangement.
That's true. Just building chords. That's true. Mine's a delicate instrument.
Mm-hmm. Got to take care of that thing, don't you?
Yeah. I have nothing. But I'm getting ready to just do a bunch of freelance stuff again, which is exciting. So if any listeners out there need any voice work and or composition, I'm a composer. I'm doing that stuff listed on Fiverr. But that is one of my pet peeves. I really hate portfolio resume stuff. I hate having to boast about myself. And also updating I'm not good at, because it turns out I have so much old stuff on my resume that shouldn't be there anymore. When's the last time you touched yours?
Well, do you remember when like electronic press kits used to be a thing? Like now it's just like not a thing. And like labels and playing places like that, like they don't even want them. They'll see what you're doing just by your social media output and stuff like that. So it's like it's just a thing of the past almost, is like resumes and shit like that. Kind of have to let your work speak for itself.
Sadly, not as much portfolio, though, for artistic adventures, though, showing your work, which is essentially what
I mean, like portfolio stuff and resume stuff, it's like touch and go. I think the worst is the cover letter, if anything. You know, present, like, it's like, hi, I'm going to talk about myself before I talk about myself while I'm talking about myself.
Yeah, I do a whole lot of looking at other people's and heavily influenced borderline stealing. I don't want to call it plagiarism, but I'm definitely taking their format and putting my name in slight alterations of, you know, what I'm about. There's definitely some guys that could look at my ad and be like, that son of a bitch has like my exact same format. Yeah, and I'm sorry out there, other Fiverr people, but it's intimidating and I hate it.
It is. Coming from another freelancer, yes, as a graphic designer, everyone else out there, you can hit me up for some...
Mark, do you have any spots you want to plug right now? We're plugging our spots. We're
plugging our shit right now?
Plug the band.
A cookie.
This whole thing is plugging the band. What do you mean? That's what the fucking thing is.
New single.
Selling venture and also a side work as a lawn mower. So if anyone needs their lawn mowed or popcorn, I'm in the scouts is what I'm saying.
I would really like to. Go. Oh, I was about to say, what is this popcorn venture you're into? Honestly, I love caramel corn. So, like, you could get a solid investor out of me for that,
Cameron,
you know?
Are you the guy who takes out the divider from the cheddar, the buttered, and the caramel, mix it all together, or do you keep them separate?
You know, now I am. As a kid, I was 100% anti that. Well, I wasn't buttered or just the cheddar. I'm like, why is that shit even in here? It's all about the caramel corn for me now. But now my palate can appreciate, you know, the cheesy, the salty, the sweet, like all that together. Now it makes sense.
The Chicago mix.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what we're talking about. But like I would still like it. I just want caramel corn. I love caramel corn. Have you ever tried making your own?
No, but I'm curious to try.
No.
We did once. It was at the apartment when we were still living there.
Did we just throw caramel in there? Is that all we did?
No. Nicole and I did it. We did the whole nine yards of melting it and adding the baking soda. It came out pretty good. Or maybe that was here. I just remember eating too much sugar and getting sick.
Did you say bacon?
Baking soda or powder.
Oh, I was like, but hey, that might be a thing.
What? Bacon with...
It's just maple bacon.
Good, actually.
Sugary bacon.
Bacon popcorn.
Bacon popcorn.
Caramel corn.
I think I think we did that at the bakery I worked for. We had a sriracha caramel corn and I think a bacon caramel corn. Ooh. A little bit spicy.
Like authentic stuff.
Mark, you used to bring home spicy, like caramely treats. What was that peanut butter brittle you had? You like brought, it's like that like Coke commercial from like years ago where you got this like sriracha like peanut brittle or something from like an aunt, and then I slowly ate it all over like the course of like, I don't know, 4 months of me sneaking little chips of it until like the whole fucking
thing
was gone.
That's my Easter peanut M&Ms too. They're gone. They're gone because of you.
I warned you. I told you so many times, like, get these. Okay, it's, if everyone could look behind Mark there, the peanut butter M&Ms were, like, right next to my amp. Yeah, so as I would just reach there blindly. I didn't even know what I was doing. That was kind of your fault.
Yeah, it's my fault.
I would just watch him. Just, okay. I have no say, but...
I mean, you know I'm a bit of a glutton.
Snacking.
You know me. It comes from...
Well, no, my favorite was when you were standing there, you're like, get these away from me. Oh, wow, a Charleston chew.
Wait, what? I have no recollection of what that is.
I just went from one side of the room to the other.
Oh, yeah, you know,
my
it happens.
My girlfriend went to this barbecue place that has bacon. There's, like, candied bacon served in, like, you know those, like, necklace boxes you get, like, with jewelry? They just, like, serve mm-hmm. them in these little to-go necklace boxes, and it's just, like, long strips of bacon in there. It's kind of crazy.
That's yeah. wild.
The saddest to-go moment I think I've ever had, I don't know what this made me think of it. Do you guys remember when, well, just in general, when bread bowls were just a big thing for salads and soups? I feel like it's somewhat gone away. But if you've ever been to a Perkins, very similar to a Denny's, you know, you're diner.
Chicago, you've
they
got
used
your
to have,
Cozy Corner, your Baker's Square.
Baker's Square. It's all the same thing.
It is.
But they used to have at Perkins, the Iowa version, a bread bowl salad that was just this huge, awesome piece of white bread. And I would just get like a chicken ranch salad in there.
That sounds awesome.
But there, I would essentially get it just to have ranch covered bread at the end. But the bowl was like this big. But at the end, I remember this one time, they didn't offer me a bag, but I'm like, oh, well, I'm leaving with this bowl. And I was like literally just walking out, yeah, out of the restaurant with like a half-eaten ranch-covered bread bowl in hand, just like, how dare they not offer me?
Sir,
that's like what
a,
I wanted.
To-go bag? They're like, no, I got one.
I'll walk it out. I'm still working on it.
I got an edible one.
There's this one really funny time. We were out eating as a family, and like my brother was clearly still eating, but everyone else in, like at the table was done, and the waitress was like, sir, are you done? And like mid-fork, he just went, I guess, and put the fork down. Yeah, he put the fork, just like, I guess so.
The waitress embarrassed him. I could, you know.
Super called out.
Hey, you done?
Taking a while. It is embarrassing. You feel like, you're like, why are you rushing me? I just started eating.
I rush people all the time when I was a waiter. You want me to take this out of the way for you? Oh, no, you're still working? Didn't look like it. Sorry, you were just sitting there.
Mark, do you do that? Do you do that?
You got to turn and burn sometimes.
Yeah. You got to get them out of there.
Got to get those two tops.
I haven't been a waiter in some time, though, so, I mean, I don't even know. I don't even know what it's like anymore. Can't go back. It's been so long since I've been a waiter or server, but I don't think I can do it anymore.
Joe, tell me you're drinking a Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew right now.
No, they were right next to each other. We're not sponsored.
Yeah, no free.
But
you could easily been mistaken and actually gotten the Flamin' Hot. That'd be a poor decision.
I think we should try it, unless you've tried it already.
I don't want him. I have absolutely no interest in trying it. I don't like.
I like regular Flamin' Hots or like the limon ones, but
in chip form.
Something about. Drinking it, it's like drinking hot sauce with lemon lime. That's it.
Sounds terrible. Yep, sounds about
it
as bad.
It sounds unappetizing.
So it's just like another spicy type of carbonated beverage just wouldn't do it for me.
Yeah, that sounds terrible. Right. I don't like spicy things in general. Mountain Dew gets pretty thick, so just a thick spice sounds cool. Pretty
what do you
cool.
pair that with? A hot dog? I don't know what you'd pair that with.
Nice to find hot dog.
Frank.
Your finest Tombstone pizza or Jack's.
Pizza rolls.
Jack's. No. No.
You know, you got to get those thin crust pizza. Those Geno East thin crust ones that are essentially the same, like, you know, shit basic pizza. Those are a little bit better. Those are pretty good.
I do have a hack for Jack's pizza, though.
What's that?
If you're going to do Jack's, since
jack?
It's like literally
just
one layer.
Close your nose. You can't even
do a hack jack. Well, we all know, like, Dave Portnoy despises Jack's pizza. You haven't seen that review yet? Amazing. But you take Jack's, since it's basically one layer of cardboard, and you make two, and you just stack, kind of do like a Mexican pizza thing at Taco Bell, but with pizza.
Crust topping.
You have a little double layer action.
Oh, I would have done that the opposite way, so it's more of like
you can and make like a calzone.
Yeah, keep it all together. My problem with that still is that it's like the quality of crust is the problem with the whole thing. So you're just like doubling down on bad crust, you know what I mean?
Honey, this are you okay? True. You've barely touched your Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew and your double-stacked Jack Hack.
your double-stuffed Jack, your Tombstone Jack fucking Ultimate.
Double-stacked Jack Hack.
Why as kids did we all take our drinks down a soda fountain line and, like, do the Ultimate?
Yeah.
Like, Ultimate Soda, we all knew it was going to taste like shit.
I don't know. It was exciting at the time.
Because you kind of looked over your shoulder, too, at the person at the cash register. They didn't care. You thought they did, but they're like...
they don't give a shit.
You're just like...
You paid for the syrup. Like, it's fine. Whatever, man. Anytime you do that, it gets to the extreme point where, you know, you always get pepper flakes and Parmesan. If you start doing an Ultimate drink, people are throwing things into your drink, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
I guess I'm thinking more of a pizza-specific place. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's kind of more... This might be more of a memory that I'm pulling up, but...
Do you guys like chicken pizzas? Like barbecue?
Yeah.
Buffalo chicken
pizzas? I'm pretty open to alternative.
There's that one at Sets.
Was it say it again? Cameron?
I'm pretty open to alternative sauce pizzas. Your Alfredo's, your barbecues. I mean, we in Iowa have taco pizza, which is, you know, the refried bean with like seasoned taco meat, and it's delicious.
At Peace over by in Wicker Park, where we used to stay by, they have some goofy toppings, mashed potatoes, anchovies.
Good place.
I will say it can go too far. What's that other place in Wicker Park that was like a build your own pizza kind of thing where they have like crazy combos
Demos.
Too?
They do like macaroni and cheese Demos. Pizza, which is pretty good, but like they kind of go crazy.
I've heard.
Yeah.
I've heard, but sometimes you can definitely get unappealing. Sauerkraut. I never got people that do the Hawaiian with sauerkraut pizza.
Oh, yeah.
I like sauerkraut, not on pizza.
Yeah, I'm okay with Hawaiian.
Other podcast that's ever been like, we're just debating like the norms.
It's what you do. It's what you get to. Has anyone, honest to God, ever tried anchovy on a pizza? I've never done it. I've always wanted to.
Yeah, I did. It was me, Drew, and Chris.
Did you go full? Did you go full anchovy pizza?
It was horrible. It was so salty. Those little things are salty as hell.
I want to just like maybe call a pizza place. I'm like, oh, can I get a cheese pizza? But can you like throw one anchovy on there somewhere? Just I want one. Just to, I don't want you to ruin. I don't want you to ruin the whole pizza. But I want to try it.
Yeah, I bet you'd get someone who'd let you do that.
Of course they would. Why wouldn't they? Who's gonna be like, no?
It's not.
Well, I might forget.
It's not
I might
Domino's
forget to do
or
it.
Little Caesars, which I heard they're raising the price of their hot and readies.
What Little Caesars? Yeah. That impacts me directly because I eat a lot of Little Caesars.
$5 now they're like raising it up.
It's honestly though,
$8?
It's like 10 or 11, but it's still like half the price of any other large pizza anywhere, like not including tax and everything. I hate Domino's. A public stance. I don't care if they want to sponsor us someday. Like I won't do it. I don't like their crust.
Yeah, it's pretty cardboard-y.
It's just everything's so. I like garlic and stuff, but I don't like how much they lean into their like
flavored crust.
Their
It almost
yeah,
like
they're crummy, crumbly crust.
In your hands, you're obviously like, I don't know. Yeah, I agree with that. What's your favorite kind of like chain delivery, like fast food pizza?
It's whatever has the breadiest, doughiest crust is what I'm about. So like, honestly, it's a lot of shitty pizza, like Drunk Night ones. Like Sarpino's has like thick crust. God, I haven't had Sarpino's in forever.
I do like Sarpino's. To me, that's just it's like oily.
Location pending. It can be inconsistent depending on where you get it. That's Sarpino's. Is that just Chicago specific?
They do a free delivery, which is nice, but.
Which was part of the deal. I mean, that's why I got them all the time. It was just cheap when I was drunk in my
20s. I've never had a piece of Sarpino's pizza.
You might not have. I'm not sure if I have.
Just Pizza Hut. I don't know. They're kind of consistent to me.
Stuffed crust Pizza Hut. Boom.
I can't remember the name of it, but there is like a local place next to me that's kind of been our jam as far as like our... If it's not Little Caesars, which is because it's very close, is like our kind of, you know, main brand one. But what's the name? It's like a bar pizza.
Pasquale's, which is masquerading as Chuck E. Cheese.
No. Now I know me some Pasquale's. This was super fun, but there was just this one night at the old apartment where Mark, Nicole, and myself, we all ordered a large pizza from a different place, and we just did a taste test that night. It was like a random grouping though. We did like Papa John's, Chuck E. Cheese,
it's like a thin crust tavern style.
And I think I did the Chuck E. Cheese one. If I recall, everyone preferred the Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Besides, They do.
They have good pizza.
Besides the fact that all the slices are different sizes, and I feel like they're taking some off the buffet, they're taking some off of John's order, they're taking some off of Bethany's order. Like,
yeah, it's alarming. It is questionable, for sure.
That's enough slices!
Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
Come on. We know. We know.
Was Chuck E. Cheese your jam when you were a kid? How'd you guys feel? I used to love it, but I was terrified of when the Chuck E. Cheese himself would come out. Not the animatronics. Love the show. But when the guy in the suit
the
would
mascot.
Come out, and I'd be like, there's a giant rat out here. Like, I did not like that. I did not like
Charles
that at all.
Entertainment Cheese.
This Charles Horror.
Did you know that recently in those commercials, the voice of Chuck E. Cheese was voiced by... Yeah, when they have Chuck, you know, he's running around. He's this little.
He's always having stupid uplifting. Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
No, well, it's literally the lead singer of Bowling for Soup.
Oh,
see, Cameron, that's the kind of friendly stuff you got to get into.
If anyone's hiring out there again, guys, this voice, put it to work. Put it to
Chuck
work.
Chuck E. Cheese Inc. You know, hit us up.
Are they still even? Yeah, they got to be back. I mean, they didn't disappear during COVID.
Yeah, I was never like a
big, remodeling.
Like, Pizza Planet-y, Chuck E. Cheese type of like arcade guy. I don't know. I was a little bit.
Mine was kind of more, honestly, though, cotton candy enticed. I just knew that there was cotton candy at Chuck E. Cheese, and I loved it. That might be what got me in the door.
This town in Iowa had the PlayStation, which is just like kind of like an off. It's just a warehouse with a bunch of slides and ball pits and like punching bags that you kind of ran through.
You know, your typical arcade and like jungle system, like, you know, big run.
Wait, what was that called? Yours?
PlayStation.
What was it?
A PlayStation.
Had something called
a PlayStation.
I know around here there's a bunch of places called like Hollywood Boulevard and stuff around here in the suburbs. It's the same kind of thing with, you know, like go karts and like just a bunch of little kid activities.
If you guys had in Iowa, it was called Discovery Zone.
Exactly like that.
I've heard
the Discovery Zone and Leaps and Bounds. That was basically the same thing, and then once all those closed down, it just turned into Dave and Buster's without the ball pit and play place
and
stuff.
Busters, and then they capitalized on that because they knew millennials are just like missing that type of shit. The PlayStation had a feature called the Black Slide, which like went basically from like the top of this warehouse to the bottom, and you had to wear your best like wind pants that day, making sure you could.
It was like legendary. Dude, it was like legendary with like elementary school kids of like, oh, the black slide, like you go wicked fast, like, cause it was like just a row of slides, like, and you could pick a color, but the black slide was all dark, there was no light, and you just shot down it.
You shot down, you get shocked from all ends.
Oh yeah, staticky as no other.
Your hair's like this coming out.
And if you happen to get pinched by the cracks in between the tubing, it's just the worst in the world.
No. Hey! You're spraying a couple.
The pinching thing. Okay, so at
no.
It was loose, but you know, it's horseplay. It's good horseplay.
Yeah.
Like talking about the pinching thing at Discovery Zone, there was a full on straight slide of these roller pins.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and dude, if you're going down the rolly pin slide and you just get one of those little pinches right here, everyone knew.
Down like a pork tornado at like a 7-Eleven on the little rolly system.
Yes. Yeah, pork rollers.
Oh God, I messed up this morning. I put product in my hair, but then I had to quickly leave the house, so it just half of my hair just dried like down, and now all day I've been battling product. But there's nothing I can do. Just this chunk.
Just leave that. That's a good look.
I'm not going for that 2 seconds, immediately stepped in the wind. It's almost like this hair wants to be here.
Yeah, you kind of got it.
There you go.
Play it like that. Yep.
You got the.
There's just no win in here. I started putting product back in my hair, and I hate doing it. I love just waking up and being a slob, but my hair needs. Something's got to happen.
I feel that.
That's why I cut my hair.
I just cut it. I still need to shape it, though, if I have it in this form.
You know what
I mean? The way I cut it, it needs. Styled.
Mark, do you put product in your hair?
I started using this like leave-in conditioner that you spray in your hair after a shower, and it kind of makes it really soft and fluffy.
So the opposite of a shampoo, you're oiling your hair, kind of.
Yeah, I am. It works.
Yeah, I'm sure your hair looks great. Looks fine. It looks super. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know if I'm growing it out or if I'm cutting it eventually, but we're in this stage.
I've just been so annoyed with being hot and the wind blow. My hair's never worked well with the wind. No matter what direction I'm facing, it's blowing my hair in the worst possible way to like move the flow. So like my goal
why can't I be traveling east today?
Yeah, I just want my hair low enough to not catch the wind, you know, and pop up is my goal for the summer.
Okay. I should probably mention Chris is not here. We're missing one.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm sure they've noticed that Christopher Reimer isn't here.
Yeah.
One down, but...
His hair is getting longer.
It's true. He's grown his out.
So.
Pop summer, man. Get it short. Buzz. Let's all buzz him.
Yeah, buzz, bro.
You guys want to get buzz cuts? I haven't had a...
Give each other buzz cuts?
I mean, we could. I mean, it's literally just... Bzzz. I look like a rat without hair, so I shouldn't. But I'm all about being colder this summer.
I look like Caillou.
Well, you don't have to shave it. Caillou had no hair.
You're right. Charlie Brown.
Joe McStick's buzzing for just like straight razor shaving.
Anyway, we don't need to go that far.
You can do the one, like you get down to a one and get a pretty close shave.
Like, the first couple years we moved to Chicago, we were broke as shit, didn't want to pay for haircuts, so we just like buzzed our own heads. Cameron, I think you had a mohawk for a sec. I think I did.
I had a mohawk for a second. I mean, this hair, my fiance cut it. I just have the clippers and the scissors and everything. I mean, because of COVID, we just got good at doing hair.
There you go. You could do the voiceover work while you're giving each other haircuts and
the clippers. The clippers. That would never work.
That'd be horrible audio.
You got your own sound effects. So you got your own Foley at the same time.
I hate that idea. Come on, Joe. Get your head in the game. Think about it.
Think about the smell, you bitch.
Sonny? Yeah.
Think of the smell, you bitch. Anyway, should we wrap it up this week?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm going to have to get going here in a second. But hey, welcome back to the High Wire podcast, everybody. We'll be doing this a little more frequently again. So, you know, we'll try to get a set schedule. We'll pick a day so that everyone can actually follow along live. Yep. But thanks for tuning in and check out for more High Wire news. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks. Bye.